feel like the Lord had given me a little thought. And if I had to title that thought this evening, I would title that Hearing God's Voice. And the ability to hear God's voice. Thought about the importance of those three words. And how successful, if we want to be successful in our spiritual walk with the Lord, in our spiritual journey, if we want to make heaven our home, I don't really like saying that this is the most vital thing, this is the most important thing that has to be done above all else. I won't say that, but I will say it is very important to be able to hear the Lord's voice. It is the only way we will get our direction of what we need to do in order to draw closer to Him. It is a key component, along with many other things, in order to draw closer to Him. I believe it'd be safe to say that most here, at some time or another, has had the experience, and a good experience, of hearing the Lord's voice, feeling at some point or another, feeling His power maybe coming into your life, answers to prayer, going through places in our lives where we have felt His blessings, His dealings, maybe watering our life's garden, so to speak, and we feel abundant. We feel that things are prospering. I hope you have felt that at some time or another. I hope you can raise your hand and say that I've heard the Lord speaking to me. But on the opposite of that, I would say it's not always easy to hear the Lord's voice. It's not always maybe easy to understand what He's trying to tell us. It would be nice. I've often thought that I wish I could hear Him speak in an audible tone, as many have that we read stories about. I think of Samuel laying in bed at night, didn't know it at first, but got to hear the Lord speak directly to him. Moses, Saul, and I'm sure there were a few others that got to hear that audible tone. And I've often thought that how nice it would be if we could have just clear-cut answers, the Lord speaking to us that way. But it doesn't, I won't say it doesn't happen. It's never happened to me in this day and time. I can't speak for everyone, but it's not what we're used to. It's our emotions, our thoughts. The Lord is going to use different things in order to speak to us. But we are going to go through those times in our lives, and we're going to experience maybe what seems like chaos. We're going to have questions. There may be times we are confused. We cry to God, and maybe all we get is what seems like silence. And we can't hear anything. We're going to have those times. I had someone text me here probably a month or so ago, maybe a little bit longer, maybe a month and a half, I don't know, sometime back. This individual texted me, and they were just expressing that they were going through a difficult time in their life, facing some things, and they were asking for prayer. They were really struggling. Someone who makes a profession, but at this particular time, they were just facing some things that was kind of getting them down. And I told them I would be praying for this individual. And this individual went on to ask a question and says, "Do you think that God is just ever silent?" Well, I was quick to respond. And I said, my response was, yes, I believe He is silent. And I went on to, I can't remember the exact wording, but kind of explained that there might be times that God might pull back just a little bit in order for us to feel that we need Him, that He can allow us to go through those times when we don't feel as close. When we don't feel as close, what are we going to do with that? Are we going to draw closer? Or are we going to move farther back? And I tried to explain all that. But my response was that yes, God can be silent. Well, and to some extent that may be true. But I've done some thinking on that. And I don't know if I would be so quick to answer next time if someone were to ask me that question. And I've asked myself, is God silent? Is He not speaking? Is He not dealing? Or have I lost my ability to hear? And that's been my challenge over my thought over the last month or so. We don't have to turn there, but just a couple examples. Over in Job chapter 30, verse 20, it says, I cry unto thee, this is Job speaking, and thou dost not hear me. I stand up, and thou regardest me not. David said in Psalms 22, part of verse 1 says, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Verse 2, part of that says, oh my God, I cry in the daytime, but thou hearest me not. Now, both of these verses are speaking of the Lord hearing, not hearing. But in this situation, when both of these men felt like the Lord wasn't hearing, they're in a situation where they're not feeling God's presence. They're feeling Him being distant. They're not having that communication with Him that they are used to. So even though it says, this is referring to God not hearing them, but they're not having that conversation with God. But if you turn over to Deuteronomy, God had a promise there. And it said, for the Lord thy God, He it is that doth go with thee. He will not fail thee, nor forsake thee. Over in John, it talks about the porter calling and the sheep hearing. And if you read on farther down in that chapter in John 10, Jesus goes on to explain how He is the door. We sang a song this evening about He is the door, inside the door. You read in that chapter, it says He calls His sheep. He hears their voice. So, God is speaking. Are we hearing? There are times that God does seem silent. Is there an answer? Is God silent? Or does He speak and I don't hear? I don't know. I can't answer that. I don't know how He deals with you each individually in your own life. I know how He deals with me in my life. I know what He uses to speak to me in my life. I believe as humans, depending on the way we were raised, where we put ourselves, where we have attended services, what religion we tend to affiliate ourselves with, all those things have to do with, I believe that as humans, we can all perceive God in a different way. But here's what's important, that no matter what our perception is of God, God doesn't change. He is. He is true. He is constant. He keeps His promises. No matter if we feel that, I don't think there is a clear-cut answer to that question, but regardless or not whether we feel that He is being silent or whether He is speaking, however we perceive God, it really doesn't matter. He is and always will be. I feel that in my personal experience with the Lord, I feel that much of the time that God's silence is just how it feels. Not how it actually is. Is He speaking? And am I listening? And Lord, help me to know how to hear. If we are desiring for the Lord to lead us and guide us, we're going to have to learn to hear His voice. I don't believe it's not something that's going to cut overnight. Yes, there are times that I believe that He can be clear-cut. He can give black and white answers. But I think there's also times that He's going to want us to dig, He wants to see how really dedicated we are to Him. To come before Him and to seek Him and cry to Him. How much love do we have for Him? How bad do I want this, Lord? How bad do I want to hear Your voice? But I think in order to hear God speak, I believe in order to hear God speak, that we are going to have to recognize who and what God is. And that is a spirit. And not just any spirit, but a holy, a righteous, pure, and I'm sure there's many, many other words that we could go on to describe that spirit. Over in 1 Corinthians, got a couple scriptures here I want to read, and we'll turn over somewhere else. And y'all pray for me here that I can bring this out in the scriptures where it'll make sense. 1 Corinthians 2, we'll read verses 9 through 12. Thinking about God being the Spirit and how we need that Spirit in order to hear His voice. That's where I believe my thought is going here. Verse 9 says, "But as it is written, eye hath not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love Him. But God hath revealed them unto us by His Spirit. For the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God." Who hath revealed them? God. How has He revealed them? Through His Spirit. By His Spirit. Verse 11. For what man knoweth the things of a man, save the spirit of man which is in him? Even so the things of God knoweth no man, but the Spirit of God. In verse 12, "Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God." And then let's turn over to 1 John, and we'll read 1 John 4 and 6. 1 John 4 and 6 says, "We are of God. He that knoweth God heareth us. He that is not of God heareth not us. Hereby know we the spirit of truth and the spirit of error." I'd like to read Clark's comment on that. 1 John 4 and 6, Clark says, "We," speaking of the apostles, "have the Spirit of God and speak and teach by that Spirit. He that knoweth God, who hath a truly spiritual discernment, heareth us, acknowledges that our doctrine is from God, that it is spiritual, and leads from earth to heaven." I believe what these scriptures are trying to say, and Lord help me that I'm understanding this right, that it is only through God's Holy Spirit that we are going to be able to hear and understand His voice. It is only through His Holy Spirit dwelling in us that we are going to be able to have constant communion and communication with Him. I mentioned earlier that we are, in some aspect, we are guided by our physical minds. But there's a key word there, our. God does not want us to be guided by our thoughts, our will, our emotions. But no, the things that the Spirit consists of, the Holy Spirit. We have to be so in sync, in tune, in line with that Spirit, and be aware of where that Spirit, what that Spirit has to do with, what that Spirit consists of, and where that Spirit is going to dwell. And that's what we have to align our lives to and with. If, thinking about where the Holy Spirit dwells, if I want to hear the Lord speaking to me, and I know that that can only take place if I have allowed His Spirit to come into my life, where the Holy Spirit is only going, the Holy Spirit is not going to partake of the things that the world seeks pleasure in. That's the thought I'm trying to get out here. If I am seeking if the things of the world are pleasing to me, and I'm using those things and dwelling in those things, and I have let myself become part of the world, the Spirit will have no part of the world. The Spirit will not be able to dwell in me if I have those things incorporated into my life. If I have those things or partaking of those things that are not holy, righteous, and pure, how, and the Lord communicates with His Spirit and through His Spirit, how can I expect Him to communicate with me if those things are in my life? Where does the Holy Spirit dwell? Where am I dwelling? Is my heart in such a place that the Holy Spirit can dwell? Can it abide in me? And can I abide in the Holy Spirit? Only if I align myself with these things. Holiness, righteousness, purity. In order to hear the voice of the Lord, there might be times that we have to be part of this world, but we do not have to be of this world. We have to live in this world. But I believe it is so important, in order to hear the voice of the Lord, there are going to come times that we are going to have to distance ourselves from the world, to distance ourselves, to make it a point, to put aside, put behind us those things that the world seeks pleasure in. The only other little thought that I would like to try to tie into this is, I'm sure we're all familiar with the term, is selective hearing. It's, I'm sure, a familiar term. I think we think a lot of younger children maybe having selective hearing. But I think we as adults, if we're not careful, can get to the point where we have selective hearing also. How many times have you found yourself seeking the Lord for something, seeking maybe direction in your life, maybe asking Him which way He would have you to go, which road He would have you to take, and then maybe you're to the point in your life where you can hear and you can understand the things that the Lord would have to share with you, and you start to hear maybe some things, the Lord's dealing with you on some things that maybe kind of make you feel uncomfortable. Or maybe He's wanting you to go in the direction that you don't think you should go. Maybe we think we know best. And figuratively speaking, maybe we put our fingers in our ears and la, 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 I can't hear. And if I can't hear, then maybe I won't be held responsible if later the Lord tries to check me on that. You know, in order to make progress in our lives, we're going to have an open mind and open ears. There's going to have to be times that I'm going to have to be willing to face and to have to deal with some discomfort, to come out of my comfort zone when there's things that the Lord would have me to do, when there's things that the Lord, maybe certain way He would have me to go, when there's certain things He would have me to fix in my life. It may be painful. It might require giving up some things. But I'm going to have to approach that situation with my fingers out of my ears. If I really... You know, we can say, Lord, what's that song say? Take my life, let it be. Those words are easy to say. It's anybody can read the words out of that songbook and say those words. But if we really mean that, if we really believe that, if we really are sincere and get on our knees and we seek and we cry before the Lord, Lord, I need to hear Your voice. And we mean that with all our hearts. We're going to have to let the Lord to be willing to say to us and to do with us what He wants to do. No matter what that means, no matter how painful that might be. And He has promised to lead us and direct us. Is the Lord silent? I feel like there have definitely been times in my life where I have not felt His presence. But there's been times I have felt His presence very strongly. Again, I can't answer that question. I don't know. I don't know if someone might find a scripture to say either way. But I do know the Lord deals with all in certain ways. I know it was mentioned a couple weeks ago through nature. I can raise my hand to that. That's definitely me. Through songs, He has spoken to me through songs. The Lord is going to use things to communicate with us. Scriptures. Are you? Ask yourself, am I in the Scriptures enough? Am I giving the Lord opportunity to talk to me? Am I giving Him things? What things am I using for that channel, for the Spirit to work through? Lord, help me. If I'm over here, again, if I'm over here in the things of the world, the Spirit is not going to work through those things, to get to me. No, it has to be these kind of things. And we're going to have to get still, and we're going to have to open our ears and listen. I want to encourage you to stay aware, stay attentive, learn to listen, learn to lean, and God will be faithful to help us to be able to hear His voice. Y'all pray for me.